a picket fence?
Picket fence, yes, ma'am.
Well, now, what about a paling fence?
Well, the paling's about the same. On that, I think that'd be the same thing, buddy. A picket fence on the paling.
Well, what about a board fence?
Well, a board would be a wider. It wouldn't be like a picket. They'd be narrow.
Mm-hmm.
And a board fence would be possibly 4 or 5 inches of 3 or 4 inches anyway.
Well, now, in a board fence, are the boards straight up and down?
Straight up and down, yes.
And would they be right flush next to each other, or would they be spaced?
They're spaced to each other.
Uh-huh. Okay. Can you think of any other kinds of wooden fences?
I'm going to call it a blind fence, a board fence.
A blind fence?
Sort of keep from seeing, like, fence on this back. Line sort of keep it from going from the other.
You know, a blind fence, put the,
view,
the planks all together. You know, can't see through.
Knock off the back view.
You know, like
side from...
Like, I don't think it's all together for your neighbor, because we used to have that kind of fence. And, but you didn't, your neighbor had chickens, and you had chickens.
Mm-hmm.
And we fixed that fence close enough so that chickens couldn't come through. Or
your chickens couldn't
go
see them, either.
No.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't that they were in there just called up no today. It was just an understanding.
Uh-huh. Let me see now. Are you familiar with the kind of fence that's built out of rails? And you, well, I think, now I'm not sure about this, but I think this is the way it's made. People drive two posts close together at intervals, and then they put rails in between those posts, stack them up in between the posts. Well, what are those called?
I don't know, but I used to.
Well, then, don't you put, and you put your rails, but have two posts.
Yes, ma'am.
I've
mm-hmm.
seen them, by the way, but I don't know.
And I don't know if
you don't have a particular
I don't think my father would use that kind of fence.
Uh-huh.
But I have seen them.
Let's see. If too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
Pallet. I call it. I don't know what you call it.
What do you call,
is that right, a pallet?
Yes, that's fine.
Well, that's what I thought. That's what I do. But you know, I'd be so glad. Oh, if I would go spend the night with some girl and the mother let her sleep on a pallet. Mama never would let her sleep on a pallet.
So it was a special treat for you when
yes.
you
did? Oh, yes. We had so many. We had a large house and so many beds. And Mama thought it was a lot of trouble. You know, she had outlined, you know, where you sleep every night. And we had company. They had a room for the company and all of us to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just didn't get to put a pallet down.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was the nicest thing, though.
What do you call low ground in a river valley where somebody might plant some corn or something like that?
Low.
Are you familiar with the terms bottom land or bottom?
Well, there's a bottom land. I know you want same kind of fruit or vegetables or bean seed that you put in the bottom land Then you have an eye to the man that knows. He knows about when the rains are coming.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows how many to plant that. And it gets off in time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the bottom land.
Okay.
Because it's rich soil. You know, the soil's all washed in that. And it's fertile. And they just grow off so fast.
Would you name different kinds of roads that people used to build in this area? What kinds of roads did people use?
Roads.
Uh-huh.
Well, John, they didn't use them in there. Now, they have them now, from now on, when I can. But they...
Well, what, for example, would you just call an unpaved road?
Just an unstraight
road. An unpaved one.
Unpaved road, right? That's the kind I was raised on, you know, we didn't have. But they were just...